Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, you know who's on the phone with us right
who's
now?
That?
It is our old pal, Mr. Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, I love Jim Gaffigan.
One
you
of
know
the,
that about
one
me.
Of the funniest guys that there is. But Steve, he's got a new movie that is going to be
coming
out.
I've heard this.
You won't believe.
I'm going to see it tomorrow night.
At the Music Box Theater. That's where Jim is going to be doing a Q&A as well. But I can't wait to talk about this film a little more. Jim, welcome. Too bad you couldn't be here at the United Center with us this morning.
Well, you know, I'm going to be spending so much time with WGN people tomorrow. I feel like I should get WGN should cover my health insurance. Right.
So that's what it's been reduced to?
Yeah, we feel the same way.
You and I are WGN people now? I thought we were special.
You guys are special. But Jim, I'm excited to come back and for people to see this movie. You know, it's interesting. I love comedy, but I also love some of the reactions. You know, it opens here in New York this weekend, and some of the reactions that people have been having about this film, it's oddly exciting. You know?
The movie is called American Dreamer. It is an extremely dramatic role for Jim.
I think I can do the premise without ruining it.
Go ahead.
An Uber-like driver.
Yep.
Down on his luck. His life is blown up.
Yep.
One of his regulars is a kid with trouble.
Yes.
He's very degrading. And over the course of time, Jim Gaffigan's character falls deeper and deeper into a psychosis, Dean, if we can say, that causes real problems.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's there's a sort of a blackmail element to the whole thing between Jim's character, the Uber-like driver, the rideshare driver, and this horrible guy who is one of his regular customers.
But you lose your job, you lose your family, that's a bad day.
Well, yes, all of that definitely true, but when you see the levels of Jim's performance
that's
here...
What I hear.
It's as good a dramatic performance as I've seen this year in any movie, Jim. Not because we're longtime friends, but congratulations on an amazing performance in this movie.
Well, thanks so much. It is, I love acting, and but also selfishly, I do want, other directors and producers and writers to see that I can do this stuff. I'm grateful for the career I have, but I don't want the fact that I can tell some jokes to inhibit someone believing that I would be good for a dramatic role. So I'm very excited. But the indie world, it's so interesting just trying to get people to go, because it's, we live in kind of such a convenient culture that, the Music Box is beautiful. So hopefully people will want to come out and check out this really upsetting movie.
it really is. The movie just, had me on pins and needles the whole time.
It feels like, you've seen it. I have not yet. But it feels a little like a Hitchcock sort of
it
suspense.
It does. Yes, it does. It's exactly got that kind of a feel to it. So, Jim, what are you going to be doing at the Music Box tomorrow exactly? You're going to show the movie and then you're going to do the Q&A afterwards?
Yeah, and the director, the writer, and the producer are all going to be there. And then I'm taking everyone out to Lou Malnati's. Lou Malnati's is going to feed everyone who comes to the movie. No, they haven't at all, but maybe if I say that, people will come. Giordano's is paying for everyone's pizza for a lifetime if they come to the screening tomorrow.
Wow. Well, I hear General Motors gives everyone a car.
Yeah. Come for
everyone
the movie, stay. Come for the movie, stay for all the lawsuits that are about to happen as a result of that. I can't recommend it enough. The movie is going to be shown at the Music Box Theater tomorrow night, and as Jim said, Jim, the director, Derek, is it Borte?
Bort.
Derek Bort will be there, and the producer, Scott Lochmas, all will be there, and there'll be a Q&A that'll happen afterwards.
And he's going to be on TV with you in the morning.
He's going to be on the WGN TV morning news tomorrow.
And then on the radio with me. And by the way, Jim, we still have some confusion about your appearance time. Jim's scheduled for every interview on the planet tomorrow, basically every 3 minutes. But I'll text you after the show today so we can figure something out.
Yeah, I have you on my schedule. And by the way, tomorrow night, everyone that comes to the screening gets a hug from Steve Cochran. He's giving out hugs after the screening.
We were going to do the kissing booth, and Jim said, I'm trying to sell the movie, idiot. Seriously, Jim, congratulations. I can't wait to see it, and I hear it's really amazing.
I'm just so happy.
So
you've seen Jim in movies before. Supporting roles, things
on
like
Broadway?
That. This is a whole new level for Jim Gaffigan. His performance is this good in this movie. So it's called American Dreamers. Let me check it out. Jim, we'll see you tomorrow morning.
See ya. Thanks, you
Talk
guys.
Talk to you then. Thanks, man.